guys. What is up?
Hi. Hey, Brooke. What's up?
That was so, it's so different now because I was doing it like, I feel like I just hopped right into it, but
I know.
We have somebody else here today. Hi.
Oh my goodness. Hello. How are you, Brooke? It's so nice to be back on the podcast with you.
I know. You guys, Danielle and I are back. We're recording together. Wow. This feels so crazy.
My cheeks hurt from smiling.
I know. We're both smiling so hard. You guys, we're so excited to be back. Hope you enjoyed that new intro music.
Yes, baby. I know. I think it's more our vibe because, well, I was telling Delaney, I was like, we switched the intro song. She's like, yay, no more elevator music. I was like, oh.
Is that what she thought it sounded like? I kind of liked it. I thought it was fun.
I loved it. Jazzy vibes for sure. But like, she always makes fun of me because I like always listen to jazz vibe-y music, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you kind of like vibe with that too. And then this is more our vibe. It's more like EDM, like a little low-key, like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's definitely more of like upbeat versus the other one was like calm, like drink your coffee. Like, this is more like, yeah, it's the gals
on the go. Yes, it's gals on the go. Yeah, I feel like we didn't say it, but welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast, you guys. Another week.
Yeah. Welcome. Another week, another Wednesday. But before we get into everything, obviously, you guys know this. Well, if you're a listener of our show, things have been a little dip around here. So it's been like I was doing the show, I guess, solo, like with the guests for 2 months. Then Danielle did the episode last week. So you're probably like, could we like get some clarity? Like, what is going on, you guys?
Totally.
Like, I totally understand. Yeah. I think we both understand everybody's questions and like confusions and stuff.
It's totally fair.
Very fair. We don't know what's going on either. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
We do.
We're just kind of doing it.
Yeah, exactly. We're just taking it step by step. So I guess with that all being said, I want to start off by apologizing to you guys just because I know about like 2 months ago, like I said, I've been doing the episodes by myself while Danielle was offline taking her break. And I mentioned to you guys, I was like, hey, Danielle's going to be taking a break, but I left it like really, really vague. And just being honest with you guys, Danielle and I never, like, we never set a break timeline. That wasn't a thing. Danielle came to me and was like, hey, I want to take a break. And I fully supported her. So I didn't want to promise you guys like when she'd be back or like all of that, because it was something that was like day to day, week to week. It wasn't like a, hey, I'm coming back on this day. Like, it was just, all right, I'll have another guest. Cause you just were taking your time off, you know?
Exactly. And I want to just piggyback off that. Brooke was so freaking supportive throughout the whole thing. She literally was like, Danielle, take as much time as you need, because she supported my growth and she wanted me to take the time. And so when I said it to her, she was like, do whatever. Like, literally like every couple of weeks she'd check in and be like, okay, what are you feeling? And I was just, you know, we kind of just took it step by step. So there was never like a day I was going to be like, oh, she's back. Like, it seriously wasn't like that. So I apologize for leaving you guys in the dark as well. And it just felt right for me to just take that time. But seriously, thank you guys so much for sticking with us. Gals on the Go is back and better than ever, baby. I'm so hype.
We are. So obviously we did talk like a little bit during the break, but honestly, I just didn't feel like it was, I kind of mentioned it, like I just didn't feel like it was appropriate to speak on Danielle's behalf. I know a lot of people were reaching out, what's happening, or even just asking about Danielle's like mental health, like her state. And I just didn't feel entirely right like speaking on her behalf, if that makes sense. Like, yes, we share the show and it's an incredible platform and we love all of you guys so much, but at the end of the day, it's Brooke and Danielle. Like, there's an end there because we're two separate people. So I totally understand like why everybody was coming to me and being like, you know, what's happening. Even people in my personal life were texting me like, hey, what's going on with Danielle, you know? Like, I totally get that. But I just didn't feel like it was appropriate to speak on her behalf, if that makes sense. So I just want to apologize for not saying more sooner, for being a bystander. We have both learned so much from this process. While I didn't take time off, I still was able to grow and learn as a person from all of these experiences.
Yes, I agree with Brooke. We're both our individual human beings, but at the end of the day, Gals on the Go is our thing together, and we really are not going to let you guys down. We are here. We have so many goals moving forward. We have so many different plans and ideas, and Brooke's going to talk to you guys in a second just like a little bit more about what we want to do. But we seriously love you guys so, so, so much. And we've seen the rumors about our relationship and our friendship, and none of those are true, you guys. Brooke will always be one of my very best friends, and I'm so thankful to have her, you in my life.
Yes,
so.
You too. Yeah, I know. I've seen some of those too, like, oh, they're not friends anymore, like, whatever. Absolutely not true.
No.
That is, yeah. So we're shutting those down right now.
Yes.
And Gals on the Go, truly, like, you guys, this community is about inclusivity and acceptance. And these are messages that are going to stay with us and we will continue to discuss moving forward. I've had some guests on and we've kind of started to integrate those ideas in.
Yes.
And we do want to continue, based on the success of those guest episodes, I definitely think we want to continue highlighting those voices that aren't just us too. I know you guys like enjoy it when we just chat and stuff, but I think that it's more like we have this amazing platform, so we need to do a better job of highlighting those sort of voices and ideas and not just us two all the time.
Yeah. And honestly, thank you guys so much for bringing it to our attention and, you know, coming forward about it, because it's really helpful for us to, like, obviously hear feedback and want to do this with you guys. And we love you guys. And we promise, seriously, moving forward, you guys will see the difference. And I'm so excited.
Me too. And with that being said, we have some new segments. So, Danielle, do you want to kick it off?
Yeah. So we're going to start off with Business of the Week.
Business of the Week.
All right, you guys. So this is going to be our first new segment in the podcast. We've kind of, you know, started to infuse it. Brooke's been doing it every week since I've been gone as well. But we're going to be doing Business of the Week. And it's actually, we're going to try and highlight Black, Indigenous, and people of color businesses in particular, because we really want to highlight and just showcase as many, you know, companies as we can. So today we're going to be talking about SierraBray.com. It's spelled SierraBray.com. You guys, she is a SCAD alum, so you already know she's incredible at design.
The talent.
We love a good Georgia gal as well. So we checked out her website, and she has the cutest, she calls them bohemian face masks. And I really think that's the best way to put it. I bought the Be Kind face mask and the Wild at Heart face mask. They are so cute. And what I love about them is they have those like three layers. They're very protective, in my opinion. I haven't gotten them in the mail yet, but I'm very excited. And the Be Kind one is like this like denim vibe, and they all have this fringe. It's like this distressed look. It's so, you know, it adds to the outfit. I mean, if we're going that route, it's very cool, and it's a great way to support. So check her out. We're so excited, and we're actually going to add a little swipe up link on our Gals on the Go Instagram this week.
We'll link in the show notes always.
Yes.
So definitely check that out. Definitely support. We love that we're able to highlight a different business every week. And if you guys ever have submissions or suggestions, feel free to DM us with those. It's always appreciated. And we love to highlight specifically your businesses if you're a listener. So
yes, exciting. Always DM us. We want to see them.
We do. And now we have another new segment, you guys. How did you think of this one, Danielle? I need to know.
I don't know. That's a good question. I was just kind of like, I don't know, I've had a lot of time, so I was just like thinking about things, and during my thinking time I was like, you know, I like learning things each week, but obviously we're not like professors, so we can just talk about a tip of the week, like just something that we learned that week, or something like a skincare tip, or literally anything. I don't know.
I feel like it could be general. It could be a cooking tip. It could be
a cooking tip.
Yeah, it could be anything, like health if we go down that road, or like, yeah, just like general lessons learned and stuff. So this is our new segment, Tip of the Week. Tip of the Week. Okay, I'll kick it off with mine. Mine is like general advice-y stuff, and I feel like I'm probably going to be doing like, well, typically we could also be like a quote in a way. So honestly, this is pretty.
Oh, Brooke, and I know you love.
I know
that.
You love the quotes.
I actually thought about that. I was like, oh man, we don't have to quote of the week anymore.
But tip of the week could be a quote. So I'm obviously not here in the business of. I'm not in the business of giving professional advice. But this is something that I have discussed with my therapist a few times. Obviously, we are just cracking open, just getting started on all that stuff. But it's just a phrase, and it's. I think you're gonna relate to this one, Danielle. If they wanted to, they would. And it's just applicable for so many things. I mean, this is like friends, family, like people in your life, but also just like situational things. I am constantly forcing things and trying to make things happen or speed along the process because I don't have patience. But it just is true. If someone wanted to be in your life, if they want to be your friend or whatever, then they will. I mean, obviously friendship goes two ways, and so do relationships and stuff like that. But if you're constantly waiting on someone to text you, to hang out, or to be in your life, like it doesn't work that way. I actually was thinking about this in context of like our parents, because back in the day in our parents' generation, they would have one like house phone, mm-hmm. and everyone in the house would share this like line. So if one person, like if, you know, my grandma was on the phone, my mom couldn't be on the phone because it's, I know. You know what I mean? Like one phone.
I remember that.
So they would have to like essentially schedule or like bargain for phone time. And then the other party would have to do that too. So my mom and dad dated in high school. So I think about them. And now we have so much crazy. And then even before that, I guess like generations before that, it was literally handwritten letters and like craziness. And now I'm sitting here like mentally bargaining for like a text. It's just absolutely insane.
It's so funny. And it's like there's so many different platforms.
That's what I'm saying. Like it takes literally pressing five buttons. Like in a collection of five button presses, you could send me a text. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so
yeah.
It's so true that if someone wanted to, that they would. I just think the bar is so low just for life in general and like quality of everything. And I mean, I guess I contribute sometimes. Like I'm definitely not always the best, most responsive friend or whatever, but I'm trying my best. So that's my tip of the week. If they wanted to, they would.
I love that a lot. And I think we should get a little bit more into that after we do the segments. Just
yes.
Talking about like
okay.
Relationships, communication, all that. Yeah. Also, we didn't really mention that, but the theme of this week's episode is catch up because obviously lots to chat about.
We have so much ground to cover. It's been like
so much ground.
2 months of material, actually.
2 months of material. Yes. Okay. Well, my tip of the week is more of like a skincare tip. However,
next week,
you bet your bottom dollar it will be a quote or something because, oh my goodness. So mine is actually, I know something Brooke's been really into as well, are using acne patches or pimple mm-hmm. patches, whatever they're called. Okay. Obviously using them to like help the blemish. I have been using them just so I don't touch my face because I have a very bad habit. I don't know if you do, but I have pick and pop. Pick and pop.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like digging at my acne. Yeah. I'm like trying to pop it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just be like doing my homework and sitting at my desk and just like my hands on my face and I'm just like touching my face.
Yep.
But I find that when I have the pimple patch on, I don't touch my face. I'm not as honestly self-conscious when I'm looking in the mirror because the ones I use are these like small circular like tan ones and they just they're not even tan. They're clear and they just go on your skin and they're just really helpful. And you basically the ones I have, you keep them on for about 6 hours minimum. And then when the surface starts to turn white, that's when you know it's time to take them off. And usually they're a lot more healed or they're popped on their own with the medicine.
I don't understand how that works either.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't know the exact science on it. But they're awesome.
But it works.
I like them a lot because, you know, you can use like the gel and stuff. But when these are on, I just feel like I'm covering the bases. I'm not touching it. They're being taken care of. I don't know. Delaney's been wearing them a lot. It's just, I don't know.
No, I'm right there with you. I think that they're fantastic. Yeah, when my skin goes in cycles, especially with maskne and stuff, pimple patches really come in clutch. So
all over the chin, but it's worth it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But they're all here.
No, I need to get better about washing mine more.
I recently watched Hyrum's maskne video.
Oh, yes.
And I literally bought like everything he talked about because I trust him so much. I bought the Vanna Cream facial wash.
Okay.
So I used that. And then I've been using, he made this point and like I haven't thought about it in a while, but that breakouts are because your skin is breaking. So you have to keep your skin moisturized. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to put moisturizer on. Like I have so many like pimples, mm-hmm. like oily. But he stressed the importance of making sure your skin is moisturized because then there's less chance of acne because you're not breaking out, if that makes sense.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
I didn't either. So now, because I kind of stopped using moisturizer at night every night because I was so worried about new pimples. But so I bought the one he talked about. It's the Skin Fix Barrier like Peptide Cream. I think it's similar to the Drunk Elephant one, but yeah, that's all of my tips of the day for maskne, I guess. That's the theme here.
Yeah, that was the acne tips. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe next week I'll give a more informative tip then, too, because mine was so...
I loved that. No, your tip is so powerful and you know it.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
And now we'll do a current favorite.
Woo!
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
You go first this time.
Well, so I was going to say, you guys will have noticed that's the same jingle because we just couldn't let go of that one. We loved that one.
It's old, reliable, yeah.
These are a few. I don't know. It's fun. So my current favorite is something that I literally can't stop wearing. I know, I'm pretty sure Brooke has a pair. It's the UGG Fluff Yeah slippers.
Oh, right here. Yeah, they're right here.
They are so comfortable. I love them. They're basically platform slippers, and they have an elastic strap on the back, so they like stay. Mm-hmm. I love them because obviously I'm pretty much doing all my classes in my room, in my apartment, just significantly more than I was last year. That's mm-hmm. for sure. And you know, you want to feel a little confident walking around. You want to be comfortable, and these just make you. I don't know, the height mixed with the comfort. They're incredible.
They do have like a solid inch or two platform. I guess.
Yeah.
So that's what makes them so different, I think, than like a normal slipper. Because when I first got them, I didn't like that. But then you get used to it, I think.
Yes, it's definitely like a little bit. Like you have to be careful when you're walking. You can't just like.
You could break an ankle. Yeah,
I thought about that. Yeah.
No, if you're walking fast or whatever, but the strap is pretty sturdy. Yeah, I wear them like around my building if I'm like going down to check my mail or whatever.
Yeah, like little things.
Yeah, but not like outside. Well, especially not in New York.
Oh my gosh, no.
But they are like a really good just slipper. Also, I mean, if you live in the suburbs and like you need to drive or whatever, you could totally wear these in the car.
I
feel like when I lived on Long Island. So I would agree with you on that one. That's not my favorite.
I thought you might. I figured you'd agree. I've been seeing you post with them a lot, and they're freaking comfortable. I have light gray ones. Brooke has leopard ones.
Mm-hmm. Every time reference. I post like a picture in them, people always want to swipe up. So I feel like they're just it's a popular look right now.
Yeah, and UGG just came out with a new slipper too. Did you see? It's like mm-hmm. the classic slipper, like you know, like the tan ones that have like the front closed. It's like that slipper, but platform with the elastic strap in the back. Oh. I don't know if I'm there yet, but it's cute for like wintertime for sure. Watch me get a pair. Who knows?
Interesting. Yeah. If you're not on the slipper gang, you got to get there. Like they really do change the
look. You got to get there. What's your favorite?
Mine is, I'm reading again. So I guess like we could just talk about reading in general. First, I want to say I'm going on my friend Kenzie's podcast this month to her book club at the end of the month. So if you guys want to read with us, pick it up. We're going to be reading. I didn't start it yet, but it's called The Vanishing Half by Brit Bennett. So I just wanted to announce that first because that's like something that I will be reading. But right now what I have like on my coffee table, if you will, and I just kind of started cracking into it. It's called I posted a picture of it yesterday. Danielle, you asked about it. It's called Winging It by Emma Isaacs. It's like a business self-helpy book. I was really expecting it to be like just another like basic self-help book, but whatever. But it's actually really good for those of us who are like Danielle and I, overthinkers. She really like speaks to those things. She does touch like a good bit on more mental stuff and not just like grind, like work, productivity. Like she does, it's not really about that. It's more, and you learn about her personal story and how she balances like all of her business stuff while still having a family and things. So I think it's great. It's more like her thoughts on like mindset and betting on yourself. So I'm really excited to finish it, and aesthetically the book looks great.
The quote you posted, I was intrigued. I was like, is this good? I want to read.
Yeah, it's a good like one to pick up. I try to read, like I love reading fiction for when I'm just around like, and I'm like sitting on my couch, I'm like, I want to be cozy, like I'll read fiction. But self-help is like when you need that like a pep talk kind of.
Yeah, no, definitely a good old pep talk is good. It's very very helpful. You just need a little boom boom, a little coffee, mm-hmm. a little book. I love that. Have you I need to maybe read this book along with you and Kenzie, because two of Kenzie's books that she's recommended I have read and loved and cried. So maybe I need to get back.
The one that you just said,
It Ends With Us.
I have that on my shelf. I haven't gotten to that yet. I have a few that I ordered because I finished like literally one book and I was like, oh, I'm a reader. I'm getting back into it. It really does help. I don't have like a real like show I'm watching right now. I kind of finished everything. So I watch reality TV, but it's nice to like, as opposed mm-hmm. to like watching a show, reading a book instead. It's really nice.
Yes, it is. It definitely helps you fall asleep better. I think mm-hmm. I feel like it's just better for your eyes in general. I'm like opposite. Like I didn't have a show for a while, so that's why I was reading so much. And then I've been watching Sex and the City and I cannot stop. I'm on the last season though, so I'll probably be back to reading here soon at night.
Yeah, I can't believe you're just now watching it. What an iconic show.
I I have written things down. There are some great quotes on that
really
show. I mean, like, simple silly stuff, nothing deep, but like, I don't know, like, about individuality and I don't know, and relationship stuff. I don't know. I love the show. I cannot believe I didn't watch it before.
Yeah, there's really good Instagram accounts for it, like with the posts, like the outfits and stuff. Yeah, great show. Wow, we're a little late on that, but it's okay.
Oh, I've missed this so much. This is so fun, just like talking.
I know.
Well, I guess I'm really enjoying this.
I know. I mean, it's literally just us like FaceTiming, but we have the mic in our hands, which is really nice. but we're going to just do, like we said, the theme of this episode is just going to be a catch up, like what we've been up to, a little bit on fall. But I guess we should start with, like, how are you? Like, what's up? How are things going? We could go back and forth on this.
Yeah. Let's do that. Right now, I'm pretty good. Like I said, I'm pretty happy that we're recording. You know, this is my first week back on social media. So, it's so exciting. It's obviously I'm a little nervous. Like, I feel like that's very natural. But overall, I'm so happy to be back. And I know it's just not like this overnight boom, here I am. But like, it's this journey of coming back and like just really getting to it. And I'm so thankful like to be able to do, I don't know. It's been a crazy but also very good week. And I'm very thankful for that. And yeah, so I've been at school for like a couple months now. That's weird to say.
It is. Well, it's October and you got there in August, so.
Yeah, so crazy. School's obviously weird. I kind of talked about it last week, but this week I was just telling Brooke, because, you know, we always talk before we record. I was telling her, like, a couple of my classes, I think my professors are trying to overcompensate for the fact that, like, we're not really in classrooms, so they give us so much homework, which is fine. But it's just like a lot of busy work. So sometimes I just get frustrated because I'm a doer and I just want to like do. And it's kind of nice in the sense. I don't know if you feel the same way, but like when you're in school and you had like busy work, in a way, it's kind of nice if it's busy work because you can just kind of do it. It's not as like a deep thing. It's like we just have to do all these little projects. So it's definitely good for my Virgo mind.
Yeah, that I'm sure that it's like keeping you busy and everything. It seems like, I can't believe it's your last year of school. I mean, I know we've discussed that already, but like, holy crap, you are savor every moment. Because
yes, I know. Oh, trust me, I literally found myself saying that to an underclassman yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, I just said the, you know, typical enjoy it while it lasts situation.
Like, freshman year's the best, make sure you
literally I was like, oh my god, like, you're a sophomore, seriously, enjoy it, seriously, like, I can't believe. And I was like, wow, I'm literally that cliche, but everyone says it, you know. It's just it's the same thing like when people say, oh, I remember you when you're this little, like, it's just something that's true, and it's just you constantly say it.
No, that's so true. Oh, I wanted to talk about your birthday. First, I want to say apologies for no birthday post, but because I didn't post for your birthday.
I got a long text from you. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I sent you cupcakes. I tried to do my
baked by Melissa at that.
I did. But I have two thoughts on birthday posts.
Let's talk about birthday posts. I have thoughts too.
This is going to sound very, hypocritical of me, because I love a good birthday post. Like, when people post for my birthday, I love it. But I think I'm kind of done with them, or like phasing them out.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So guys, Brooke texted me on my birthday and she was like, I just want you to know, like, I just don't really do birthday posts as much anymore. But like, here's your birthday post. You sent me this long, beautiful.
And you weren't on social media at the time.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. I had some friends that posted for me that like I go to school with and stuff, but really, I mean, none of my social media friends posted for me because, I mean, they all kind of, I mean, I wasn't on social media, so like, why would, so I know, I feel like people were like confused about that, but there was no anything
tea.
There.
No tea,
but
yeah.
What you were saying about birthday posts is I kind of started to feel that way like maybe like 6 months ago or so. It's just because, you know, you see the tweets that make fun of it. It's like, happy birthday to my crazy friend.
The craziest girl I know. And it's like, it's just Sarah.
Sarah. Yeah, it's just Sarah. No hate towards the name Sarah. It's just like a funny tweet we saw. But it's hard because you want to like show your love for someone and you obviously like have these amazing friends and like, but it's also like, okay, it's their birth. Like, I see what you're saying.
So I understand it, but I think that when you're physically, obviously being physically with someone is the best, but if you can't do that, then obviously like a call, a text, a FaceTime, like those are just way more meaningful to me than just a generic like one picture on your Instagram story, like happy birthday. Like, I don't know. I've seen less of them over time. Maybe it's just who I follow and stuff, but especially then, you know, those like more in college, I think it was more common. Now that I'm out of college, I don't as much, because in college, like, you would see them the next day and be like, oh, or like you'd go out to dinner for their birthday or something. But now that I'm like, I hate to be like, oh, an adult, but I think it's less prevalent, or you only do it for like people that are really close to you instead of like every person in your sorority or like whatever it was. Because,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Even in high school, I remember it was like even the people that you like barely kind of know. It's like, why am I posting for that? Like, this is so weird.
I will. You know, there's kind of like been an evolution in birthday posts. You know, it first started out Facebook wall. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm going to wake up. How many posts are on my Facebook wall? I feel like that's the first one.
You're right. Yep.
And then in high school for me, it was Twitter. What about
wow?
You?
Huh?
No, we used Twitter birthday posts,
like pictures or just like happy birthday tweet.
It was usually like a tweet with like four photos, like a photo set.
Okay,
I don't know. That was kind of okay. Maybe it was just my high school, because I always thought that was kind of weird. And
no,
then
we used Twitter, but not for birthdays. Like, Twitter was really prevalent in my high school, but it wasn't okay. Like, I feel like birthdays you would still do, but you do a static Instagram post because stories wasn't a thing. So
right.
It was either, yeah, Facebook wall was still a thing, but I'm like dating myself now. Like, this was like 7-8 years ago for me. So that was like, yeah, it was like mostly Facebook, I feel like, and later high school and Instagram post. Even if you weren't like best friends with them, I feel like I was posting, I was like, what?
Yeah, I feel you on that. It was definitely static posts. And then obviously now it's Instagram stories. One thing that like I would consider, I will probably still do sometimes, is like if you're with the person and it is their birthday and you post a photo of them like, on their birthday, you know, like if I'm with you and it's a birthday brunch and I'm taking a photo of you, like happy birthday, because I'm with you. It's like us at something. Does that make
sense?
Yes. That feels like real.
Then I'm okay, but then people are gonna be like, oh, Brooke, you're so annoying. So you want people to like post for your birthday, but you're not gonna post for them. I am going to lower my expectation. That's gonna be my conclusion of this and what I've learned. Okay. So I don't expect, you know, if you're not gonna, whatever. Of course, I think like everyone would love it from like their closest friends, you know, or like maybe like a mom Facebook post, like that's kind of nice, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I went into this year with literally zero expectations. I really didn't want, I don't know, it just didn't feel right, and I whatever. But so I think a couple people posted stories for me, and I just really appreciated the heartfelt text, like when it's like something meaningful, or like when they share like a memory with you. And then my mom and dad, I think, both did sweet Facebook posts, though. You're so
yeah,
right.
They always do. They'll post like the individual photos of you and be like, our sweet Danny. Like, yeah.
Sometimes I do admit I enjoy when people are sweet Danny. When people do Snapchat, like they'll show
memories.
Funny memories.
Yes,
I can appreciate those. Those are funny. If they're actually funny.
Yeah, Danielle and I lost our, how long was the streak?
It was
like
so
400
upset. It was longer than Ryan and I's. No, it was longer than Ryan and I's, because now my longest one is with Ryan. Yours and ours was like 600 something.
Oh my gosh, it was that long?
Yeah, because I think it was like 40 days more, because me and Ryan's is 613. So ours was like 650 or something. And Brooke's getting too old for Snapchat.
I think I told Danielle I'm on the borderline. Like, I could delete Snap at any day now. I'm not going to right now. I only use it for personal use at this point. Like, I think my story is like, I have an option that I could set it public if I wanted to. It's just like Brooke Michio. But I don't know if you guys relate, if you're like around my age, maybe, because I think in college and stuff, it was super fun. But now, but the problem is that I still do have those people that I only communicate via Snap, or like, I know it's a younger generation thing. Like, my brother's in college and I do a lot of my communication with him via Snap. So I feel like, not that we won't talk, but it will be more of a to do versus like, I could just casually like swipe up on a story and like start a convo, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it makes complete sense. I like Snap. For a while, I stopped using it like as much, and now I'm kind of more into it. I don't know. It goes in ebbs and flows.
Yeah. I think that it depends on where you're at in life and stuff, but I still feel like I'm going to feel that FOMO. But I don't like go through people's stories on a day-to-day basis. I only really will check for, like I said, like those people that are like in my best friends or whatever. And
are you in like any Snap groups, though?
Yeah, I have like some my friends from college.
Like,
yeah, I know, they're fun.
That's a good way to keep up. That's how I keep up with like my friends from home, and honestly my friends here, since we're really not together every day, so it's nice to just see like what other people are up to.
Yeah, and there's something about a photo with it, but I think from also like when I was younger, even in college and stuff, it's like you meet someone, they're like, what's your Snap? Like, I feel like as I get older, I don't want that as much. So that's why I'm like weaning off of it. I'm like, I don't really use Snap. Like, you can text me. Because,
I love that.
Yeah, I don't really, I haven't had anybody like in recent times ask, but people like list their Snap on like dating apps and stuff. I'm like, can we not?
That just like instantly puts off a totally different vibe. I feel like that's like, oh, they're looking for something different than I am.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like it's, and if you're doing, I don't judge. I know, like I said, everybody's methods of communication are different. And if that's just like what you're used to from the beginning, like I know some couples that like basically only Snap, but it's just, I love a good text. I love a good phone call. So like, it's just not for me. Too. Yeah.
It's not for me. Isn't that like a TikTok? It's, oh no, never mind.
Yeah. And I've been on TikTok, of course. You've been scrolling on TikTok, right? You didn't delete that from your break. You were like still,
no,
like you were watching.
I kept, yes, to clarify, because some people were like, you deleted everything. I was like, no, I did keep TikTok and I did keep Pinterest. Because I have so many quotes from Pinterest saved, and then TikTok just, you know, kept me laughing. I didn't like post on TikTok obviously, but yeah, TikTok was funny. I haven't been on TikTok this week. There's certain weeks where I'm just so busy that I'm like, I don't know, like, because if I go on TikTok, it's over. I'm on there for at least 20 minutes.
Yeah, you can't get it.
Like, you just watch one and be done.
Exactly. And they're short form. So like you'll just start scrolling, I feel like. And it's designed to like obviously keep you scrolling. I haven't watched Social Dilemma yet, but apparently like that's what.
Wait, I thought you did watch it.
I didn't. I posted on my story. I was like, everyone's telling me to watch it. And then I got a lot of responses back. Like it's not new information. Like we all know, you know, if you studied anything marketing related in college, it's not like tea that the apps are designed to make you addicted and stuff.
I would agree. There was a couple things that they mentioned in it that I was like, I didn't necessarily think about, like certain features. Like, do you want me to say it or are you going to watch
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Well, they were just talking about how all these social media apps kind of do certain things to keep you wanting. Like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah's birthday today on Facebook. So then you're like, oh, I should go wish them happy birthday. Or one thing I didn't think about is how on iMessages, when you're texting with someone, it shows if they're responding, it shows a little text bubble. So you're going to wait there and you're going to see what they say.
Oh, like
you're
totally.
You're more engaged. And I thought that was really interesting. And like how Snapchat has opened, or if it shows the little Bitmoji when they're looking at it, you know, these little things that, you know, consciously or subconsciously, they're doing back there so that you, pretty much consciously, so that you're going to stay on their app, which that was something I found interesting. But other than that, it was pretty much like, yeah, social media kind of controls us.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's addictive, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that that's whatever, but it's, that's it's, the thing with those documentaries. Yeah. And I haven't even watched it, but I've seen, you know, I've read the articles. Like, I'm obviously aware of what social media is doing to us and stuff, but it's either, there's really, I mean, what are the options? You adjust your usage of it. So you use it less. You set the controls. You get off completely, which I do have some friends that deactivated their Instagrams and stuff just for a little bit. Or like just testing out life without Instagram. Or you continue as normal. Like there's not really many options. You know what I mean? Like it's not, I don't know how to, it's either you're on board or you're not.
Yeah. And I feel like it does give a good job of like just making you more conscious. Like after watching, I'm definitely more conscious. Like I obviously didn't have a lot of the apps on my phone. So recently when I just re-downloaded them, I just don't have notifications on, you know, it's just like little things
smart.
You can do. Yeah. I just have like literally text and email notifications.
You don't keep your phone on Do Not Disturb though, do you?
No, I hate that. Some of my friends do that. And I'm like, but when I call you, you like three times.
I know it's,
you don't do that, do you?
When I get really, really frustrated, I do. But that's only like one day a month usually. I put individual texts on Do Not Disturb.
Oh,
not like yours, of course, and not like my mom or like whatever. Yeah. But if I'm like texting someone that I don't want to constantly be checking if they replied to me, it's honestly really beneficial because then it's like, hey, you're on my time now. Like it doesn't work that way that I'm like glued to my phone. And I will say on the typing update, cause I'm pretty into this stuff too. On the Mac, there's like a new update that it tells you, or maybe it's on your phone. It says because on the Mac, I think you could have always seen when someone was typing when you have messages open.
On iOS
14, you could see, which is so crazy. Like,
I like it because I would like click on it to see if they're typing, but now you can just like see in the box. It's cool.
Yeah, it's definitely different, if you will. I feel like they're getting they're like collecting, yeah, like on Snap, how people use, like, you get a notification if they're typing or whatever.
Have you personalized your home screen yet?
I tried. I actually, I put this in a vlog. I think it's up. I did like this one screen. I mean, I just don't see the point of it. I'm showing you right now. I mean, you guys can watch my vlog. I just did literally two pictures. My background was already pink. And then I did like a calendar widget. I don't see the point of it. What do you think?
I don't know. I haven't done it. I just have like, you know, it's just the same right now, but I did update it. And there's some people I've seen. I mean, their pages look beautiful. I think Keaton did something really pretty to her. I mean, but it's just my friend did it yesterday and she was kind of showing me, and it's kind of, it's because some, like, it's just, it's like, what's the point? It's just like a ton of photos. Exactly. And then your apps. And she said it took forever to do each individual one.
Oh, I didn't do those icon things. I don't really
care. That's
for
what
that.
I'd be interested in personally.
Really? I think that reminds me of like late high school when people were doing that. I don't know if it was early high school then for you. There was this app that you used to be able to download that would change the cover photos of your apps.
Really?
Yes. But it was like, I don't know. So I just never got into it again. It kind of, I'm like, I'm not into it. But I've seen some people that make their screens look absolutely insane. And I say credit to you.
Oh, yeah. So aesthetically pleasing. But I told myself that would be an evening of blue light glasses and looking at my phone for like 3 hours. And it's just, I don't know if I want to do that.
I said on Twitter, I was like, I'm going to need like a lot of caffeine and just to like be sitting there and doing it. Because you need to be like motivated to like make it look like super aesthetic and stuff.
Wow, the sounds of New York City.
I know, I was gonna say.
No, I love it.
I never realized, I have a lot of revelations about New York, but I mean, obviously, I remember I would watch people's videos that lived in New York or listen to like Katie's podcast who lived in New York.
Yeah.
And she would always be like, oh, the sirens and stuff. And I was like, oh, wow, there's always sirens. Now that I live here, there's always sirens. Always. I mean... It's not really like in the late hours of the night, because usually at night they don't have to like have them blaring. But especially when you're outdoor dining, I swear I'm like, there's a siren every 2 seconds.
Oh,
like,
probably so. Yeah.
I'm not complaining. That's what happens when you live in a city. The outdoor dining here has been quite interesting with the sounds of New York. There's like people screaming. There's sirens. Mm-hmm. There's construction. There's trucks flying by, so it's so loud. I'm like screaming to my friends. I'm like, so how's your day? Like, because you're like,
I know. That's actually funny you say that. Speaking of outdoor dining, finally a couple restaurants in downtown Athens have bought the parking spots like right out in front of their like restaurants and put outdoor dining, and it's so cool. Like one place did it, and then now I think like 3 or 4 places have done it, which is so exciting. Like they're obviously very late to, you know, doing it, you know, up north. They're really on top of it, I feel like.
Every place, even my hometown, they're all in the parking lots.
I love it
And then here they build out onto the street and they're all allowed to do it, and the mayor actually extended it through. We're allowed to do it just started 25% capacity indoor dining.
Oh, cool.
So it's very low, obviously, but still something at least. Because I wonder how it will be in the colder months. Of course, you could put a heater outside, but apparently it's going to be a cold winter. So,
Oh, boy. It is cool, though. We were the other night, Delaney and I were sitting outside at dinner, and a siren went by, and I literally go, Delaney, it's like the city. And she, like, every time I hear a siren here, I'm like, I feel like I'm in New York City. I know that's like, so not even just a siren, just like a car honking. It's so thrilling. You just feel like you're in the city and like sitting outside. Like I can only imagine like what it's like in New York City right now. I'm sure it's in a way like kind of refreshing and exciting. And I know you've said that before, but it is cool.
Yeah. The past few months have gotten a lot better. I think when I first moved here, I really didn't do much at all because the city was still like at a weird state, and it is like reopening more and more, and more people have come back. Like I had a bunch of friends from high school that like were doing the quarantine thing at home and then just came back. I have some friends that just moved here, so like I've actually been able to have like a lot better experience in the past like month and a half.
It seems like it. That's good.
It's been really, really decent for me, and just fall in general. What about you? How's your fall?
It's starting to cool off a little bit here, and it's been so nice. It's so funny. Someone commented on my YouTube video, like, did Delaney let you burn a candle on October 1st? Because last year I got in such a fall mood so early, and she's like, not until October 1st. You can't do anything fall. And this year I was like holding on to summer for the dear life. I was like, no, like I want sunshine. And she's like, can we get fall decorations? It's so funny because there's like a little coolness in the air, and it definitely is exciting. And you see people start to wear flannels, and, you know, I mean, it's different down here, but I've started to see leaves change. I get so excited because I'm from Florida and palm trees don't change leaves. Every time I'm walking around, I'm like, oh my goodness, leaves changing. I'm like taking pictures of it, sending it to my mom and dad.
Fall in Athens really is fantastic. It's a later fall, but
it's not till like November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a lot of trees outside my windows and none of them have really begun to change, but I'm quite excited for when they do because I have a direct view.
That'll be so pretty.
Yeah, which is really nice, honestly, I've actually been really assessing also like where I live and everything because I've been able to do a little bit more exploring, and I have some friends that like live over in Midtown and like other places and stuff. And I really love where I live. I love how my building isn't like one of these crazy like high rises. I like how my neighborhood has more of like a neighborhood feel. I like that I can see trees because in some of these apartments, like it's so city like that it's just, you know, skyscraper on skyscraper, which is something to be said. Of course, New York is like amazing. But
yeah,
I really am very content with my choice of where I am. And
good.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, I feel like that's good. I'm really glad that you're happy with your decision. I feel like you have a really good balance. If it's kind of like a mixture between like you're living in like a tall high rise and like the East Village, like these like low rise, it's like this in between building, which is really good for you. So
yeah, it is good. I like how I'm walkable to so much just because obviously with the situation, like it's nice that I'm able to navigate via foot most places. Like it's nice. I'm able to walk most places or be there like in under 30 minutes. Like, of course, it's not everywhere in the city, but most of the places that I'm going, and it gets me moving because I've never lived in like a walkable, besides college, I guess. But there's only so many places you could walk in Athens. You know, if you have to go to the grocery store, even you can't really walk.
I know. I wish that would be really fun. Started burning like fall candles?
I have. Oh, yes. What's I started very early.
Like what candles?
Well, okay, so I do Bath and Body Works ones, but they burn through so fast. I don't know.
The three wick or?
Yes, but maybe it's because I'm just here all day, so like I leave them burning all day.
Right. Yeah, same.
Yeah. I mean, I love a good like leaves autumn, but what else have I been burning recently? I'm trying to think of more unique ones. I have a homesick one here. They're pretty good. This brand Wine Wicks, they have really good ones. Love Notes fragrances. I talked about them as like a business, and it was like a sandalwood one, which is a very interesting scent, but I really liked that. What about you?
I haven't gotten into the fall candles yet. Delaney and I are waiting till Bath and Body Works has like, because we actually have one here in Athens, waiting till they have like for 20, you know, like some sort of sale situation, then we're gonna go. But I purchased from Anthropologie this orange and cassis candle. It's huge. I mean, it's huge because like you, we have been going through candles so fast because we literally light them at like 9 a.m. when we wake up until literally 5 p.m. because we're just like sitting here doing work.
That's what my thing is too. Yeah. And it's great. Like it is a great vibe, but worth it to invest in better candles because I find these ones that are, I believe it's if they're soy based versus like the Bath and Body Works ones, like they just burn through way too fast.
I was going to say, and not only that, soy candles are just so much better for you to like literally inhale. I mean, it's a lot better for your atmosphere. My dad's always on me whenever he sees me talk about Bath and Body Works. He's like, girly, soy candles. But a lot more candle companies, I feel like, are like you just look and it says soy. A lot of the times. I feel like a lot of people are really getting on that. I also do love a good Caprique blue candle. Mine just ran out. I was trying to burn
it. I had that one too. Yeah, that's a good like seasonless candle. But I feel like it's fall.
They
like
have a fall one, I think, too.
Oh, no. That's why you heard the sirens a little bit because I have my windows cracked today. It's like around 60 degrees. It's really nice. I'm going to put on a sweater and jeans like this evening and really live it up. Yeah, that's the fall update. I feel like
What music have you... Do you ever, like... Sometimes I'm in, like, a fall music vibe. And I feel like that, for me, is, like... I just started listening to Lanny, L-A-N-Y.
Okay.
They have a song called Purple Teeth. I know it's not new, but it's really good. Like, that kind of vibe. Like, or, like, the soundtrack to All the Boys I've Loved Before, I always like to listen to in the fall. Like,
wow, these are interesting picks. Okay.
And I think Katie Bellotti recently made like a new playlist that I just listened to, like Cider and Sweater Weather or something, like good, like chill. And there's a playlist, I think, if you tell Alexa to do it. I don't like to ever say that too loud because she like hears. But it's called Autumn in New York, which is like all jazzy, old school jazz, but it is so good.
Okay, I'm not like you, though. We've already addressed this when it comes to background stuff.
Oh.
I am a content consumer. I'm not a...
Yes, right. Forgot.
Like, Danielle wakes up in the morning. Like, when we used to do hotels and stuff together, Danielle would be like, play whatever music. And I'm like, oof, like, it is 7 a.m. and we're listening to music. Like, okay. I'm here for it. I just don't do that on my own.
Yeah, well, I don't like to play like intense music. Just like
it's like
in the morning, it's like John Mayer, and then slowly in the afternoon, we maybe get into Drake or something like that. But yeah, I know Delaney's the same way. I'm always like wake up like music because I like to do my journaling, and it's just like I'm a big vibe person, as we all know.
Yeah, you are.
Make fun of me for saying that. I have a very bad habit of saying vibes all the time, and I'm fully aware. It's just I can't
there's
drop
worse
it.
Habits, I think.
Yeah, definitely worse habits.
I associate like Taylor Swift with fall, but I really haven't.
Yes.
I haven't been getting into like too much new music. Actually, my music has been quite dry, so I really want to work on that because. What?
The way you said that, my music's just been quite dry.
I'm out of. I used to have a lot of. I mean, I'm still friends with them, but not like active friendships as they used to be of people who would just send me songs.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to seek out more of those relationships in my life. I don't know.
I'm still sending you songs. I'm always sending people songs.
Really?
But I still like can't ever figure out like. Like
what
you
my taste
confuse
is.
Me because like on Spotify, when I see like what people are listening to, you're usually listening to like. Intense like bass dropping stuff, which I am so here for, but like I listen to that like for a specific, like I have different vibes, so I never know if like a chill rap song if you're gonna like want to listen
yeah
to it.
Yeah, I get that,
you know. I haven't figured out your vibe enough to send a song to you.
I understand that. Yeah, actually my least favorite question is when someone says what type of music do you listen to, because then I just say my generic answer is everything but country, and then I'm like, but I still even like country on occasion. So I hate that question so much. But I was like talking to someone, I was like, and he said the same thing, and I was like, oh, I feel like that's just like the generic answer though, because like what I listen to, I'll listen to of course like pop, but I prefer EDM. I'll also listen to rap, but then I also am basic and like I said, love a good like Taylor Swift moment. So what does that classify me as?
I get that. I feel like you could say what I say a lot of the times is I really like everything except for like rock and roll. So
okay, that's good. I actually don't mind rock and roll though, because it reminds me of like my dad and stuff. So I'm
aww.
Like, because you used to like listen to that when I don't know.
I guess it's Queen rock and roll, because then I do rock. I don't know if they are. But I usually just say, you know, I listen to music based off my mood. If I'm in a summery, like happy, I'm listening to country. If I'm, you know, I don't know. Like if it's like a night vibe, I'm going to listen to like rap probably, or EDM, or if workout, EDM.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
no, that is a good answer, because I hate when people say what type of music do you like then, because then you have to pinpoint genres, and I'm like, I mean, I guess EDM is my top genre, but I'm like, what age does that become inappropriate to use as your top genre? Not that it should, but...
No, that's definitely not. I hope not, my goodness.
Because in high school, it was like, cool, it's like, oh, I like EDM, and in college even, it was like fun, like, yeah, I like EDM, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm an adult with like no real music taste. Like, is that a problem?
No, you appreciate a good beat.
Yeah. Speaking of beat, I am trying to learn to DJ. I know I've told you about this.
Yes.
I got my
I'm
table.
So happy for you.
Yes, I have my equipment. I've been practicing a little bit. I want to share more in like vlogs and stuff of my process, because I think it definitely is a process. And it's hard, man. I give these people credit. There's TikTok DJs that I look up to because they're so good. And it really is an art. You know, people just... The judgment, I think, of DJs, which I've heard people say before, is like, oh, it's just pressing buttons or whatever. And like, I mean, when you simplify it down, it is pressing buttons, but to sync up certain beats and like know transitions and like what goes together and like to entertain a crowd is like it is like an art. And that's why these DJs are so successful, because I mean, obviously there's no music festivals and stuff like that right now, but it really is.
It is. It's impressive. So impressive how they hear, like, or when DJs just like remix two songs that already exist, and when they think about a beat coming in and what would infuse like so naturally with it, I always find so interesting. I'm like, how did they think to put Island in the Sun and, you know, No Hands together?
Yeah.
It like meshes so well. What's that website that people have been playing on, Magic iPod or something? It's like on TikTok, and you like take like 2,000 songs and
Okay.
It's been on TikTok. I'll send it to you. You would like it. I mean, it's not DJing at all. You just choose two songs and it meshes it together for you. And it's funny.
No, I haven't.
You've moved on to bigger things.
No. Well, the DJ software that I'm using, I have to use SoundCloud, actually, not Spotify. So if you have any good SoundCloud stuff, send it my way.
Oh, so much.
Yeah,
so
I feel like you're a big SoundCloud person.
Big. I haven't been on it in a minute. I need to get back on that.
Yeah, I'm really not. I prefer Spotify. I'm not Apple Music either. No judgment, but I just think Spotify is, the interface is fantastic. Hopefully you guys are listening to this on Spotify right now, because that's where I listen to all my podcasts now. I don't know about you.
Spotify?
Yeah, you haven't been big into podcasts though at all.
No, I'm going to be honest. I haven't been consuming much content. I'm gonna start doing it more, but like part of my break honestly was just not being like, even just, I don't know, that was just like my thing.
Yeah.
But no, I need to. But when I don't know why, but when I listen to podcasts, I listen on the podcast app, because I like how you can see like, oh, like new episode, I don't know, like I like the subscription box. It's kind of, I don't know, maybe Spotify does the same thing, but for me it's confusing.
So, other life updates. I mean, I've kind of mentioned it in vlogs and stuff, but I have been getting out there. I've been getting after it in terms of the dating realm. When I first moved here, I like dabbled a little bit, and then I took probably like a month off or so, because I was like, eh, this is like, not that it was like a bad experience, but I just, whatever, it wasn't like a promising experience right from the start. And then I was like, all right, I'll take a break. I was like on my apps, but the thing with app dating is, if you want success from it, and by no means am I here to give advice, because we can get into that, who I seek for my advice in a second, but you need to really try. Like, if you're just casually swiping and whatever, like that's for me when I'm not seeing the most success, or it's not people who I necessarily like care to talk to, so I'm not like trying or whatever. But when you put in some solid work on a Sunday or whatever, and you're doing, you know, the most with the swiping, or even like making your profile like look as good as possible, you know, updating your pics, whatever, it really does pay off. At least that's what I've seen. And you do have to put in time if you want to message people first. Like, you know, you have to be witty, you have to stand out, like you have to whatever, because it's so easy for your messages to get lost in the flow of their messages and vice versa. Like, even for me sometimes I'm like, oh, if I have a busy week and I check and I'm like, wow, these are five interesting people that messaged me and I didn't message them back, like I probably lost the opportunity on three of them because people move so fast. Which is crazy. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. I have zero experience with online, like with app dating, and I find it so interesting. I've listened about it in so many podcasts, and I find it just fascinating, but it's really cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically like going on Instagram and looking at people's profiles, but it's just like all in one. You know they're single and you don't have to stalk to see if they have a girlfriend.
And on some of them you could see a little personality, which is really cool.
Yeah,
like the way that they answer questions and stuff, and how honest they are about certain things like their height, because guys tend to
guys Brooke will call me and she'll be like, he exaggerated his height for sure.
Yeah, which is fine. I get
it. It's okay. Like, as long as they're taller than you, I mean.
I agree. But some people stretch it so far that I'm like, come on. Like, and I think that they genuinely deeply believe in their soul that they are that. And I'm like, you're not 6'2". Like, I don't know who told you this, but like, I mean, we could put a ruler, I mean, a tape measure up to you right now. Like, you're not.
I know. This is actually, just really quickly into that, I have a funny anecdote, as you would say. Okay. I used to be the football manager for my high school's football team. And one of the things I had to do was go around and ask all the boys what their height and weight was.
Oh, for the roster?
For recruiting and for the roster. And the coach would be like, just say whatever they tell you. I'm like, okay, I feel like that's what I would do. So I would go around and they'd be like, yeah, 6'3", 6'4", yeah, 120, or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever the weights were, yeah.
But like, It was so exaggerated. And like their guy friends would be like, dude, no, you're not. And he's like, dude, like I got to get recruited. It's like so funny. And like it's so different in the height and everything. It was really funny when they would exaggerate. I'd be like, okay, yep, you got it, Chad, or whatever their name was.
Chad.
You got it, Chad. Chad.
So yeah, I mean, it's obviously like you put it in, so whatever. And I mean, it's crazy that height actually does look differently on people. Because if you're like a more lanky guy, like tall and thin, like you come across as taller, I feel like, than versus like if your weight is more like evenly distributed. And I don't judge either way. I don't mean it like that. It's just interesting how you could put 2 6-foot people next to each other and they physically look different even though they're the same height. So I definitely actually agree on that. And it's not that important. I'm not out here like judging, but I'm 5'7" if you guys don't know. I'm not a petite woman. Nothing wrong with that. I love my body and everything it's done for me, but that's just like one of, it's not like a deal breaker, but I would like to date someone that's taller than me. So
Another side note, I'm so sorry. When you like meet people that watch your videos or whatever, do they ever say like, whoa, you're so tall, or yeah, whoa, you're so short, or like what do they expect?
I usually get like, oh, you're pretty tall. Because normally, like, as 5'7", I'm typically taller than, which isn't even tall. I feel like that it's above average, but I feel like it's not what you'd expect. What do you get? You're like, shorter than people
always
think.
Say, oh my God, you're so short. Oh my God. Like, when I met my freshman year roommate, she's like, whoa, you're so short. I think it's because I also pose, like, you know, a certain way to make it look like I'm taller. But yeah, everyone always says, like, oh my God, you're so much shorter than I thought. So I was curious that's what it was for you.
Huh.
But anyways, back to dating. So
yeah, but I've never gotten that. I've never had a guy be like, oh, you're so like whatever, because I put it out there and I'm honest. So like, you know what I mean? And if you're a guy and you want a petite girl, that's fine. Everybody has their preferences, but like you wouldn't match on me though, because I'm honest on my profile and I put that I'm 5'7". You know what I mean?
Yeah. As long as you're honest about it, they know what they're getting. I mean, I don't know. I feel like
honesty is the best policy.
Yes, definitely. And Brooke and I kind of went through, I think we talked about it a bit on the podcast in like April maybe and stuff, mm-hmm. about like we always were like, we were honestly each other's coach on like certain things, because as Brooke and I have talked about before, we are both big communicators, I would say.
Oh, huge. Huge.
Huge communicators. Send us TikToks. Send us tweets. Like, that's songs, more Brooke.
Yeah.
But, like, definitely.
Memes.
We're both big texters, and I think sometimes both of us will overthink and be like, oh, my God, whatever. And, you know, so Brooke will text me about something, and I'm like, dude, remember we talked about this? Like, we're just always on our phone.
Yeah. No, but it really is. For me, I'm learning, well, that's the positive about dating, I guess, is you learn like what you don't want and what you want, even if it's mm-hmm. like, even if it's just talking to people. Like I've gone on like a series of like a few first dates. I'm trying to be like super safe and not just like go on like a bajillion, because obviously like that's not the wisest thing to do right now, but like I'll try to like, you know, chat with people, and if we hit it off, I'll be usually the guy like suggests whatever. But communication is always interesting, because I feel like I tend to get people, I don't know if I attract them, that are just the most obscure kinds of communication. It's either too much, too little, and just general confusion. Because like I said, my tip of the week is, you know, if they wanted to, they would. And there's always that quote that people say, like, if they like you, you'll know. If they don't, you'll be confused. But some people I don't know.
I know. Because I was going to say, because I remember I've seen that before, and I've had experiences in the past where it was like, but like maybe, you know. Or what I found is just so interesting is like, you're like, okay, like for sure they're not interested. And then they just hit you with like a double text, or like there's something else that comes mm-hmm. in. You're like, wait, what? I'm confused.
Yeah. Or you're like, you write it off, and then they're like, let's hang out. And you're like, where?
You're done.
Yeah, I'm funny. Confused like where this came from. So that's like what I've been dealing with, and just like my whole new, I will say my new personal brand when it comes to dating, which I definitely struggle with, and Danielle is one of the people. I have like I have 3 people that I go to for like advice. It's like you, our friend Ariana from Greece is a huge one. She gives great advice.
Really?
Yeah, she gives fantastic advice.
Oh,
we text all the time about
good
this stuff.
Good to know.
Yes, great. Who else? And then obviously like I'll go to Mariah. Even I'll go to my mom. I mean, like it depends what it is. It's circumstantial for when you bring in the mom.
Yeah,
advice.
Bringing in the mom is It's a risky game to play.
It is. It is, because also that generation, like I said, it was just different. It's like they're like, just say how you really feel. And I'm like, it's not that simple. It's unfortunately, yeah, it's not, I wish it was, but to get people that align and are so like open about, and then there's like the whole question of people will even ask me, they'll be like, Brooke, what are you looking for? And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking for. Like, I guess I have to answer these questions on my own before, you know what I mean? Because I feel like right now I'm just dating to learn more about myself and what's out there, but I'm not out here like, I need a man's like,
it's that's more, good. It's like a if different you were mentality. Going with, oh, if you were going with the mindset of like, I want a boyfriend, you won't, that won't happen. Like, that's just how it works. So you just have to like enjoy it.
Completely. I will say, so my new mindset is like, just because in the past with dating, you guys know I've shared a lot of my experiences on the show, or just like not even dating, but you know, seeing people, hooking up with people, whatever. I used to give those people so much power. Like, I would be just like, I would just be like, oh, I like you. And just exist and basically do whatever they wanted to do. Like, not physically or whatever, but mentally. Like, if they were like, I want to see you more, I'd be like, sure, let's hang out more. Or if they're like, I want to see you less, I'd be like, okay, I'll hang out with you less. Like, I was just willing to give up so much, and I had no baseline standard for, like, how I wanted to be treated or whatever. And I, like I said, I changed my mind with even Do Not Disturb. Like, you're on my time now. Like,
love it.
Yeah, we're taking back the control. And I have to, like, honestly, you have to decide, it's a two-way street. Like, do you even like them? Because I think so often I'll sit around and be like, oh my god, what's happening? Like, he's not texting me. I'm like, wait, do I even like him? You know, like, you have to take a second and really deeply think about that, because it goes both
that's
ways
important.
I guess, and
it
you have more power
ways
than you think. Yeah, so I'm that's just, like I said, my new mentality with it all. But Danielle really rides by my side. I send an embarrassing amount of screenshots. I'm really calling myself out here because I overthink every form of communication. Like, literally, what can we decode this? Like, what does this mean?
I love it too, though. I love it. I'm like, okay, let's see. So this was said like that. No punctuation. I'm not sure. Or like, what? Not punctuation. I don't talk about
I know
that,
what but you mean. Like, oh, this was sent, or like even times that things were sent. I'm like, okay, why are you sending, like, me this at 11 p.m.? Like, a little sus. Yeah.
It's,
but like,
really
I said,
interesting.
You have to, I guess you, like, it comes first with, like, defining what you want, but then, like, you can't go into life. I mean, yeah, you could have the goal of, like, I would love to be in a serious relationship or whatever it may be. But I just, I'm seeing what's out there and putting myself out there for really the first time. And I've done this before. Like, I did it a little bit in Boston, but now that I know that I'm permanent, like, I'm, New York is my, at this point, forever home. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like even when I dated in Boston and stuff like that, it was, the intention was always to move, so it just would never have, it was just, it seemed like everything was very temporary, versus now it feels like this is my city. So like, I don't know how to describe it, but it feels
different. It's a little bit more important in a way. I know, and like, when you've been like texting me or like asking for advice, I've been trying so hard to be like honest, because
tough love. Danielle kills with the tough love though.
I've been like brutally honest, but also it's just because I've seen you get hurt in the past, and like I like, it's just not, and it's obviously hard to predict things sometimes, but anytime I get a sense of literally anything, I'm like, I don't know, dude, I'm not sure. Like, I'm not sure what that means. I don't know if that's honestly the best thing or whatever. So I feel bad, but I also, I think like, it's something that I would want. Like,
oh, totally. I would much rather the tough love versus like, I'm sure he's just busy. It's like, shut up. Like,
yeah. Like, sometimes like, maybe he literally is like, okay, like literally they work from 9 to 5, but sometimes I'll like, well, you know, like, do they really not touch their phone for that long? Or like, but sometimes it's also like, they could, cause like, I know my boyfriend, like, he literally will not touch his phone for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
or maybe you read my text and you're like, I'm going to think about something creative to say back to that. Let me wait a few hours to reply until something comes up, or I have something interesting to say. Cause I'm not in the business. I'm not in the business of texting just to text anyways. Like, you know, if it's, it would be nice, like, if you have something to say to me and we're engaged in a conversation at 1 o'clock on a weekday, sure. But I understand that people have responsibilities. Like, I'm not,
Well, you're also like a really, you can talk to a brick wall, and sometimes like Brooke will send me like a screenshot, and it'll be like her, and she's like, should I ask another question? I'm like, honestly, no, like, you could kill this conversation, keep it going, but like, let's see if like they actually put in effort and like talk. And a lot of times they'll get hit with the double text, so it like works out well. Or I'll be like, just like the message, and like, if you think of something later, like, text it, but for now you have nothing to say, so why say anything? Like, it's an art.
It is an art, and it's really, yeah, so I'm going to work on being more clear with my communication. I'm going to update you guys like next week on how this goes with these people or whatever. But Also, I used to always do this thing too, where I would like get a crush on someone and then like eliminate all of my other options or like stop putting myself out there. We don't operate that way anymore. That is not it. I listen to Call Her Daddy. I respect Alex Cooper, like the roster mentality. It's not for me, but at the same time, I in the past would close myself off to other opportunities or just be like, no, like I'm seeing this guy, even though they weren't seeing me exclusively, but I was so passionate about it and I saw it going somewhere. But now I don't do that anymore, you know what I mean? So if I'm talking to someone and they're not giving me what I need, or I like them but I don't know where it's going, all right, well, we got another date this week, you know what I mean? Like it that's just how it's gonna
so
go
much better. It's like not putting all of your eggs in one basket, because exactly. Then when you do, exactly. It's just you're beating yourself up and it's just not fair, and it sometimes at the time it feels so wrong. It's like, no, but I do like talking to this person, but like, I mean, you just got to, it's the bachelor mentality, maybe. I don't know. Not exactly.
Yeah.
But.
And I'm not saying that you have to talk to someone to feel happiness. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. I've gone 22 years of my life and many of those years without even having a single text from a boy on my phone. And I've been perfectly content. And, you know,
very important to emphasize.
Yes. So it's not about that. But at the same time, like I said, this is a period where I'm actively trying. I have the time. I have the availability, the mental bandwidth to support that right now. So that's what I'm going to do. Oh, also, okay, now I asked this on Twitter. Are we calling it Hot Girl Autumn or Flirty Girl Fall? What are you, team?
What was the second one?
Flirty Girl Fall. That's what I'm going with. Okay.
Oh, you're going with the second one?
Yeah, I like that. Like, Fun Girl Fall, Flirty Girl Fall, like,
yeah,
something like that.
I like that. Fun Girl Fall. I mean, yeah. I don't like Hot Girl Autumn. Sounds like you're talking about a hot girl named Autumn.
Yeah. Well, Hot Girl Summer could be Hot Girl Named Summer.
You're not wrong. So, yeah. Never mind.
I guess those both could be real.
I like Fun
names.
Girl Fall.
Yeah, I like Fun Girl Fall too, because I'm just out here in the business of having fun. And if things, you know, organically happen along the way. And yeah, just trying to explore the city and do new things safely, of course, which has been really fun and interesting. So I feel really lucky that I remind myself that often. Like, I was walking somewhere yesterday and I was like, holy pardon my French, shit, like, I live here, like, this is, yeah, my life. I was like walking in Soho, I looked up, I saw like skyscrapers in the distance, but like, I'm in Soho. I was like, I literally used to like come here, you know, in high school and like shop, or like we would, you know, go on our YouTube trips. I was like, I literally live here. Like, this is insane. Mm-hmm. So I have to remind myself that often about how I want to, like, you know, live in the moment and take advantage of things, not just in a dating sense, but in just like a life sense in general. Cause I'm like,
Definitely.
I feel so grateful for that.
No, it's very, very empowering to look back on some of the goals you had. Or I think I saw in a vlog recently, you were like, I wanted the blue check, and like, that's one thing, and now you have it.
Yes, I put it. It's like odd things like that where you visualize specific things for yourself, and yeah, I put, it's so dumb, but like, I put that on my vision board. Well, some people might think it's dumb. I thought it was cool because this is my job.
It's not dumb. No.
Yeah, for me,
it gives
you
the chills.
Yeah, you when you realize that you could
like do what you dreamed of, it's so exciting. You should do that. I mean, I don't know, but I've been loving those TikToks where it's like, did you do this? Yes. Or like did you end up in your dream apartment? Yeah, I don't know. I think those are really cool. Just like even 18-year-old
you.
Yeah, you don't even have to post it. Just like an exercise for yourself. Like, I don't know. I think it's really important to like look at how far you've come in something in a journey, and just see it. And just, I don't know. Maybe you guys should all do it too. That's really cool.
That's the love-hate relationship I also have with Snap Memories, because I look back, I just saw like my 1 year ago, it was around the time that I quit my job, and it was just selfies, and I even just look so different. Like, I think I look better now. Not that anything's wrong with that. Not that I've even like gained,
you look
like,
great.
Thank you. I think it's just the genuine like joy of my life. I don't think that anything really crazy physical changed. My body looks very similar, if not the same. But yeah, that's pretty crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, it's good to sit back and reflect. I think I've just been doing that a lot too recently.
Yeah,
so just,
well, you've had a lot of time to do it.
I've had a lot of time to do it, and it is really crazy when you just take out all the noise and you sit there and you just write things down or just think about things. Just thinking is fun. I think I heard it in from Lauren Everins in Skinny Confidential. She was talking about how she reserves thinking time every day into her calendar. And so I started doing that. I think it's so cool.
Like, really?
Yes. I think she called it thinking time. And it could be literally brain dump. It could be ideas you come up with, something you learned, like just literally writing stuff down and whatever comes to your mind. It's crazy what can come to your head. Try it.
I definitely don't do that. I really want to get into meditation. My therapist has suggested mindfulness meditation. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
Yes, that's the only one I could kind of do.
Yes, because she said
the easiest kind.
Yeah, so I've been like, she sent me like audio tapes or whatever. Like it's like a website that I'm like listening to. Yeah, so I've been trying to do that, but I'm not like a. I feel like I think not like in my. I'll be engulfed in a task and then like daydream and or like catch myself thinking about something. I'm more of like that type.
Well, you should just start like writing it down and like, I don't know if you want to.
It's fun. No, that's good.
No, because I'm the same way. I mean, I'm always thinking about things and then I write it down or like whatever. But on day, I mean, I just have a lot more free time, I feel like, recently. So when you like just, I don't know, just take 30 minutes and play some music and just vibe, just think about things. I don't know. It sounds really woo woo, but it works. That's what my therapist told me to do is just like, or she called it feeling time, like just like how you feel, what feels right, whatever. But I need to get into meditation so badly. My mom's been on me for years about it. It's so hard, though, because I feel like both you and I are very, like, hustler. No. Go, 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 go. Not hustlers, but it's not really hustle vibes these days. But, you know,
I wanting to move. I can't really recall a time that I've been able to, like, actually sit still for more than 20 minutes unless I'm sleeping. Like,
When you sit on the couch, do you move a lot? This is, like, such a random
thing. Yeah, I
me
do.
Me too. Delaney's like, you can't just sit there and watch. I'm like, no. I need to move, like, 10 times.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, yeah. I also have the leg shaking problem, which it's, like, if I'm with someone, they, like, grab my leg and, like, tell me to stop because, you know, if you're, like,
It makes me anxious. Ryan does that.
If I am thinking about it, I consciously can stop, but it's sometimes I don't know what it stemmed from, but I've kind of almost always had that.
No, a lot. I mean, it's very normal.
I think I've seen a lot of people that do that. But yeah, if I'm on the couch, I'll change position. Like, it's not like I'm in the same position for 2 hours. Like, I need to move around a little bit.
And we're both movie talkers, so.
we can't stay still for anything. Yeah. I haven't really gotten there with, I'll update you what men have to say about my movie talking, because I haven't gotten there yet, but I have.
Yes. I'm so curious to hear.
if they can handle it.
I mean they definitely can handle it. You're not like annoying to watch shows with. I'm just curious like what they're, because I feel like most guys are very into just watching. Like there's not a lot of guys that like to chat at the same time, at least from my experience. I don't know.
No, I completely agree. Completely agree.
Because you and I are like, hey, let's chat. Like, let's just like chat.
Yeah. I've also been very successful in my dating endeavors of getting the birth time and day that they are born. So
yes, get on
it's
that.
Great. Plug it right into the pattern. Do some digging.
plug it right in on the way home. And
yeah, I'm like, do you have kind of like what time? I know it's so crazy. Like, do you know what time you were born? Like, I know it's weird. like, I actually do. I'm like,
perfect. I'm writing that down in my notes right now.
Yeah, I'm like, about that. That's so interesting.
So interesting. I know. Ugh, I love it.
I feel like we've talked about a lot today. I feel like I just did all the talking. We need to hear more on you, but we can obviously cover all of that ground in the episodes to come.
Yeah. I feel like I've said kind of everything that's... Yeah. I feel like we've covered most things. I'm sure I'll have an update next week. We'll have so much to chat about. We'll have to come up with a good theme for next week.
Yes.
We'll definitely think about it. If you guys have any suggestions, definitely DM us on Gals on the Go. And yeah, I don't know. There's so many
thoughts running through your brain. Well, we're back.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, it feels so good. Like I'm just sitting here like, wow, like I really, really miss this and I'm so thankful to be back and
me too,
you know, just back at it. So we love you guys so much. And
so much. Thank you for sticking with us.
Yes,
truly.
Seriously.
I know that we kind of left you guys in the dark and stuff, but we're not like,
we will not let that happen.
We're not leaving you hanging anymore.
Nope.
Yeah. And thank you for sticking with us through that journey, if you will. It still is a journey. Like we said, it will still be something that is consistently, just a pillar of Gals on the Go, if you will, moving forward.
Yes, exactly. I think it's like a big learning curve for both of us that honestly needed to happen. And it's been really helpful for our growth moving forward and just working more on basically our mission statement for Gals on the Go, and like that just all ties into it. So we're really excited. We're really here. We are here for you guys. We're not going anywhere. And we'll see you guys next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.